Blog Talk Radio.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen. Today is Wednesday of the first week in Ordinary Time, January 11th, 2023, and today is the feast of Blessed William Carter. He suffered much for Jesus. He suffered much for the Catholic faith. We'll get into his story here in just a little bit. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ, like St. Paul and Stephen. Excuse me. When full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate its riches. God gives, his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. Though retired into the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me." Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him. St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. St. Martin of Tours, rising from a kneeling position, he turned his eyes towards a deceased and said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and stand upon thy feet." At the sound of this glorious word from the saint, the soul returned to the body, and the person was dead opened his eyes and revived. And may we be empowered through this great act of faith, the sign of the cross, as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will. O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know.
Wednesday of the first week in ordinary time, the first reading. Since the children share in flesh and in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God, to expiate the sins of the people, because he himself was tested through what he suffered. He is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. The Lord remembers covenant forever. Hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord. Invoke his name. Make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him. Sing his praise. Proclaim all his wondrous deeds. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Hallelujah. Gloria, glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O heart, that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Alleluia. Your descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Alleluia. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Hallelujah.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever, They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed William Carter. William Carter was born in London in 1548. The son of John Carpenter, a draper, and Agnes, his wife. Born in London, William Carter entered the printing business at an early age. For many years, he served as apprentice to well-known Catholic printers, one of whom served a prison sentence for persisting in the Catholic faith. William Carter, a married bookseller, established his own printing press in London to publish Catholic literature for England's persecuted Catholic population. William himself served time in prison following his arrest for printing Catholic pamphlets, as well as possessing books upholding Catholicism. In December 1579, he was committed to the gatehouse for not conforming himself in matters of religion. William himself served time in prison following his arrest for printing Catholic pamphlets as well as possessing books upholding Catholicism. But even more, he offended public officials by publishing works that aimed to keep Catholics firm in their faith. Officials who searched his house found various vestments and suspect books, and even managed to extract information from William's distraught wife. Over the next 18 months, William remained in prison, suffering torture and learning of his wife's death. But he got caught. He was imprisoned and tortured for 18 months. His wife died while he was in prison. Finally, he was put on trial. The jury was out for 15 minutes. guilty. William made his final confession to a priest on trial with him. Condemned for printing Catholic books, the next day he was hanged, drawn, and quartered with all that entailed. He suffered greatly. Having been tortured on the rack, he was indicted at the Old Bailey, the Central Criminal Court in England, on 10 January 1584 for having printed Dr. Martin's book, in which was a paragraph where Cuthbert expressed that the Catholic Pope would triumph and pious Judas would slay Holinsburg. This was interpreted as incitement to assassinate the Queen. William's final arrest occurred in 1581 after he published a treatise of schism, a booklet written in the hopes of preventing Catholics from becoming members of the state-sponsored Church of England. His home was invaded and various liturgical vestments and other Catholic publications were found. After his wife, Jane, was tricked into providing damning evidence against her husband, William was tortured in the hopes he would reveal the names of prominent Catholics. Imprisoned in the Tower of London for another 18 months, during which time his wife died, William was condemned to death on the charges of treason. After only 15 minutes of deliberation, William spent that time making his final confession to a priest who had been tried with him. He was eventually charged with printing and publishing the Treatise of Schism, which allegedly incited violence by Catholics, and which was said to have been written by a traitor and addressed to traitors. While William calmly placed his trust in God, the jury met for only 15 minutes before reaching a verdict of guilty. William, who made his final confession to a priest who was being tried alongside him, was hanged, drawn, and quartered the following day, January 11, 1584. Today is the feast of Blessed William Carter, 1548 to 1584, who was martyred in England for printing Catholic books. He was beatified in 1987 by Pope St. John Paul II. William, who made his final confession to a priest who was being tried alongside him, was hanged, drawn, and quartered on the following day, January 11th, 1584. And he was beatified in 1987 by Pope St. John Paul II. Among these 85 martyrs, we find priests and laymen, scholars and craftsmen. The oldest was in his 80s, and the youngest no more than 24. There were among them a printer, a bartender, a stable hand, a tailor, that unites them all in this sacrifice, in the sacrifice of their lives, in the service of Christ their Lord. And that was Pope St. John Paul II at the beatification of the martyrs of England, Scotland, and Wales. Blessed William Carter quoted Colossians 3:23, Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for man. Blessed William Carter. And I love that. Whatever you do. And that reminds me. Of a great spiritual Catholic song. Whatsoever you do to the least of my so I'm trying to track it down as I'm Blessed William Carter there, he kind of set me on a But thank you there, Blessed William.
Prepare to take for you and me. Oh. Your goodness and your love, they will never leave. Just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk. Just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk. Even though I walk through the valley of death, you restore my soul and you give me rest. All the memories of your faithfulness, you restore my soul and you give me rest. You restore my soul and you give me rest.
Give me rest. That's Matt Maher. This is Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. This is Wednesday of the first week of an ordinary time, and January 11th, 2023. And thank you, Lord, for the life of Blessed William Carter. Though retired into the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself by making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. St. Martyrs, rising from a kneeling position, he turned his eyes towards a deceased and said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and stand upon your feet." At the sound of this glorious word from the saint, the soul returned to the body, and the person that was dead opened his eyes and revived. And may we be so empowered. As we close today's devotion, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And glory be to God. Pray for America. Pray for America. Pray for our Holy Catholic Church. Pray for Pope Francis and all the bishops and priests and clergy. Pray for families. Pray for our children. Pray for our families. Be strengthened in the teaching of our Holy Catholic faith. Make the Mass the center of your life. Jesus, place Jesus in the center of your life. Pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary. Invite Jesus and Mary into your home. into your heart, yes, yes, yes. But also to place them, to invite them into your home, into your house. And teach your families to do the same. Again, as we do this in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. And so, God be praised. And his holy saints and his church today. Amen. Good day.